A better system for observing Arctic climate change. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Scientists like Jeremy Mathis are building a new international system for observing the many changes underway around the circumpolar north triggered by the warming climate. Changes that are being monitored by sensors on land, sea, air, and space, and by people, such as residents of remote villages.
These are the folks that need sustained observations in the Arctic the most.
Because, says Mathis, they're the ones closest to the land, on which they depend for subsistence, and they're the ones most directly affected by coastal erosion and other climate change impacts.
And they are also the ones that can most readily support us in doing that.
Because they know their territory well and can inform the science with traditional knowledge, says Mathis, who directs the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Arctic Research Program. He says an expanded observer system would include new technology, such as satellites and aerial and seagoing drones, and the capability to manage enormous amounts of data collected by those sensors.
We have to find effective solutions in dealing with the big data that's going to be coming in.
Mathis says the new system's intended to enable scientists to more precisely track climate-related change around the Arctic and to recommend responses to mitigate and adapt to it.
But we have to go beyond just pure observations. We have to immediately move into a response mode.
Mathis says the new network will partner with other federal agencies and international organizations like the Arctic Council's Sustaining Arctic Observing Networks, along with research organizations like the University of Alaska Anchorage-based Arctic Domain Awareness Center, headed by UAA biology professor Doug Causey.
What we are focused on is enabling research to assist in understanding how the Arctic environment is changing.
Mathis, a former UAF oceanography assistant professor, says he and other organizers of the new observing network hope to create more partnerships in September during the first White House Arctic Science Ministerial meeting. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.